of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, January 24th, 2018. I am Richie Ferrol. Here are your headlines. Funds under the Agriculture Emergency Response grants being disbursed to farmers as of today, Wednesday. Barbados, Grenada, and Panama removed from EU tax haven blacklist. And attackers target Save the Children office in Afghanistan, killing two. Your news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. More details coming up.
Need cash? Get a loan up to $10,000 with up to 24 months to repay. Only with Courts Ready Cash. It's quick, easy, hassle-free, and no security required. All you need to walk with is one form of valid picture ID, a recent job letter and payslip, proof of address, and the names of three references. Visit your nearest Courts location for more information. Get a Ready Cash loan today.
Here's what's making news. Shelter managers across the island are broadening their knowledge on disaster preparedness and disaster management from a one-day consultation organized by the Department of Local Government with funding from the International Organization for Migration. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Social Services, Helen Royer, is hopeful that the consultation will strengthen persons' commitment towards assisting the wider community.
And I would want us also from this workshop to gain your commitment for going forward. Because the fact that you're here and you came, maybe you may be saying, well, they invited me, let me hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But one of the things we would want to come out of this workshop is your continued commitment. I know some person said, oh, I may not want to be. Everybody is going to still be before I know. I think at the end of the day, you're going to be so relaxed. And we will make you feel so happy that you would say, you would actually change your purpose for coming here to hear and for us to say what we have to say. You are actually going to sign off. I'm going to make sure that we have a document of commitment at the end of the day that you are going to commit yourself to helping us to take care of our people.
Meantime, Royer says the consultation also seeks to identify gaps in the response system during a disaster.
It is expected from today's symposium or forum or consultation, whatever we may call it, to focus on evaluating our response, to identify gaps, and drawing up possible outcomes or solutions from the lessons learned. So as Mr. Toussaint said, that's the best place to say what you know that you have done that was very good, what we have done. You can evaluate us. There's nothing wrong if you have any issues with our response, maybe what you expected from us. That's why we are here. And then let us talk about the good too, because you have done a lot of things. Just leaving your home, as I said, leaving your family and being there with other persons, that is really, really good. So sometimes we look at the negative. I want us to have a balance and to be very objective and look at what we have done. And then one of the things that we expect to come out of this consultation is an outcome document, an action plan. Because too many times we just work, we do things, and sometimes people do not know what we do. But if we have an action plan, you submit reports, then we can know what are your challenges.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Social Services, Helen Royer. Minister for Agriculture Johnson Drago says the funds under the Agriculture Emergency Response Grants are being disbursed to farmers as of today, Wednesday. Over 3,000 farmers in Dominica will benefit from emergency cash grants from funds sourced from the World Bank to the tune of $18 million. The funds are intended to assist those who suffered loss as a result of Hurricane Maria. Drago spoke at a press briefing on Tuesday and revealed the locations whereby the farmers can collect their funds.
For the West Coast, farmers in the West Agricultural Zone will collect their checks at St. Joseph, at the St. Joseph Community Center, tomorrow, 24th of January, 2018. And the farmers of the Western region includes Colibis Tree, Salisbury Grand Savan, Mona Ratchet, Collier, Bioche, and Dublin. Also tomorrow, 24th, farmers in the Northern region, which is, they will collect their check at Portsmouth, and farmers in the North includes the communities of Portsmouth, Penville, Thibault, Capuchin, Cottage, Clifton, Savan Pie, Gillett, Tartan, Dodan, Paybush, and Mopac. So all of the farmers in the Northern region will also collect checks tomorrow at the regional office in 1 mile from 9 a.m. Tomorrow from 9 a.m. For the farmers of the Southeast, farmers of the Southeast will collect their checks at Laplin Agricultural Center on Thursday, 25th. And farmers in the Southeast catchment includes Laplin, La Ronde, Delis, Grand Fond, Monjon, River Cirque, Boetica, and Rosalie. For the farmers of the East, farmers of the East will collect their check on Thursday at the Casabros Farmers Service Center, and farmers of the East region includes Hatton Garden, Atkinson, Antrizel, Pegua, Concord, Crayfish River, Salibier, Sensi, Gollet River, Castlebrooks, Tranto, Deepa, Mopo, Good Hope, San Sauveur, and Pilit Soufriere. Farmers of the Central Region will collect their checks at the 8th Bank at Goodwill, and that will be on Friday, 26th of January. The Central Region include communities of Corona, Bells, Layu Park, Warner, Maho, Massac, Cochrane, Canfield, Focoli, Glasgow, and Despo. And farmers of the Northeast region will collect their checks at the Calabashi Police Station, and that will be on Monday, 29th. And the farmers from the Northeast region includes Benz, Calabashi, Wesley, Woodfordale, Concord North, and Marigot.
Meantime, the agricultural minister is calling on farmers here to utilize the funds provided for the intended purposes.
I must add that an injection of $18 million into the economy is a significant amount. More so, $18 million into the farming sector is tremendous. I want to urge our farmers again to use the funds wisely. Farmers must first concentrate on the expansion and management of their farm. They should use the funds to assist them with farm labor. They should use the farm to assist them in building of their shed, upgrading their field sheds, and so on. And they should use the fund to ensure that they undertake the various crop husbandry to ensure that we get the quality we want for the export targets that the ministry is setting.
Minister for Agriculture, Johnson Drygo. This is Q95 News. Former Prime Minister of Dominica, Edison James, has commended the government's Minister for Agriculture, Johnson Drygo, for ensuring farmers are assisted post-Hurricane Maria. On Wednesday, Drago gave an announcement as to the locations registered farmers will be able to collect their checks. According to statistics, some 3,932 qualified farmers who were affected by Hurricane Maria are expected to benefit from an agricultural emergency response grant 900 commercial farmers will receive EC $10,000 each, and 3,032 farmers will receive EC $3,000 each from the World Bank-funded program. However, the former Prime Minister recommends the Agriculture Ministry revisits its approach regarding distribution of finance to farmers.
Anytime the farming community is assisted, being the major contributors to the economic life of the country, anytime they're assisted, I think is welcome news. But specifically with respect to the announcement made by the minister, of course, the announcement about the money being available and was going to be made available to the farmers, that was made some time ago. What the minister was doing was indicating where people can collect their checks. I think he should probably review that, though, because I'm not so sure why it is that he needs to draw farmers out to these extended areas from where they operate. For instance, as Marriott farmers going to Calabashie, farmers in the north. Calabashie, nothing against Calabashie, beautiful village, but that is it's the northern tip of the zone, the northeast zone. I would have thought that they could be, there's a farmer's center in Marigot. There is, I know that he's talking about the police station, I think, in Calabashie. There's a police station in Wetley. So I'm not so sure why you want to draw them all the distance. I think also, did he say that farmers from the Mount Prosper, Eurodale, Eglinton area, where are they supposed to be collecting the check?
Former Prime Minister of Dominica, Edison James. Former president of the Grotto Home for the Homeless, Answorth Irish, says he is disappointed with the current situation at the Grotto Home. To date, 6 out of 9 board members have resigned, and the move to the new facility in Bellevue Road has again been delayed. Irish says the move to the new facility could have been done over 2 years ago.
To be frank, I'm quite reluctant to really speak on the Grotto because I'm very disappointed. In short, I can tell you I'm disappointed. I've been a volunteer in the Grotto in excess of 20 years, 25 or so years, and I've seen the plight of the destitute people. I mean, the government have given a lot of money for the new facility. It's not 100% complete, but in my estimation, 2 years ago, they could have moved to the new facility. They allow now persons in the area to take over. And the condition at the old Grotto there, the Dominica Club, is pathetic. It's really bad. And I can tell you, if we were in the United States or Canada, the government or the authorities would step in and close down the facility. And it was troubling me to see that people who are supposed to have that intellectual capacity to understand what is good and what is bad continue to have these people there. So as a result of that, I had to pull out, withdraw my services until they move to the new site. Now we're hearing all sorts of stories.
Irish says the government should step in and investigate the living conditions at the Dominica Club where the residents are being housed.
The government should step in. And just like they have a board for the Ability Unlimited, the Home for the Blind, the government appoint a board on a yearly basis, the government should step in because they pump money into the Grotto annually. And I can tell you the government have given in excess of $300,000 over the last 2 years to the Grotto. So I cannot understand why they have moved to the new site. And the government should step in and put a new board in place to run the thing. And the ministry, the people should investigate. Go in there and see if you have your families and relatives, if you'd have them living in that facility. That's all I'll say. I'm not going to blame anybody, but I'm saying I'm disturbed about the condition of this old Grotto, and I keep wondering why they're not moving to the new site.
Former president of the Grotto Home for the Homeless, Answorth Irish. This is Q95 News. Cabinet Secretary Ambassador Steve Farrell says the special employment program recently launched will differentiate from the already established national employment program. Farrell says the program has been crafted for individuals made redundant after the passage of Hurricane Maria.
It's important that we understand that this is not the national employment program. Prime Minister made a point last week that it is targeting persons who were displaced and lost their jobs, made redundant as a result of Maria. And that's the distinction we want to make. Any other suggestion for assistance from government will be referred to and dealt with those programs. As you know, we have programs in agriculture, we have programs in small business, we have programs in tourism, we had a few so far in social services, and there may be more coming up in education. All of those programs are distinct.
Meantime, Steve Farrell says individuals seeking employment through the program must present evidence of dismissal and skills they may possess.
But what we'll be asking the potential job holders to present would be, obviously, apart from name and the other general requirements, would need evidence of your last employment. We would need evidence of redundancy where that is possible. Some people may have letters. The nature of the letters may help us decide whether the person is there's potential for rehiring at the same firm, depending on the drafting and nature of the redundancy letter. Some may even have WhatsApp messages. I understand some people were dismissed through WhatsApp messages. So any evidence you have that could assist the officers assisting with the enrollment would be appreciated. Obviously, we'll need evidence of your skill qualification, because the program is open to skilled and unskilled persons. So we'll need evidence of your skill, and that is obvious. It's required for seeking and trying to identify the best possible job. The job may not necessarily be the equivalent of what you held before, but at least every effort will be made to tie you over to the best available opportunity.
Cabinet Secretary Ambassador Steve Farrell. According to Public Relations Specialist in the Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development, Dion Durant Smith, His Excellency the President of Dominica, Charles Savre, and Mrs. Savre will be visiting the Dubla, Collio, and Koulibistri Primary Schools on Thursday, 25th January 2018. Dubla Primary School will be visited by the couple at 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The Collio Primary School will be visited 10:45 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. And the Koulibistri Primary School will be visited by the president and his wife at 11:55 a.m. to 12:55 p.m. Successful event promoter Dr. Miguel Labadie is inviting Dominicans to attend the third Calypso event hosted by the executive of Stardom Tent Cadet for today at the Lubia Strip. Labadie says patrons can expect to see an excellent lineup of performances at the event.
Your tent, the Stardom Tent, is on again tonight, tent number 3, and it all goes down at the Strip, or if you say on the Strip, in Lale Coco. We saw the introduction of this venue sometime last year, very successful the season last year, and despite the challenges post Maria, the organizers, along with its good partners and sponsors, were able to present Stardom Tent for the people, for the fans of Calypso. So we are on back again tonight with edition number 3. As we said, if Prince Charles can come, so you could come as well. Yeah.
Successful event promoter Dr. Miguel Labadie. On Tuesday, the Council of the European Union removed 8 jurisdictions, including Barbados, Grenada, and Panama, from the EU's list of non-cooperative jurisdictions for tax purposes, following commitments made at a high political level to remedy EU concerns. Barbados, Grenada, Macau, Mongolia, Panama, South Korea, Tunisia, and the United Arab Emirates are moved to a separate category of jurisdictions subject to close monitoring. On January 23, 2018, the Council agreed that a delisting was justified in the light of an expert assessment of the commitments made by these jurisdictions to address deficiencies identified by the EU. In each case, the commitments were backed by letters signed at a high political level. You're listening to Q95 News. Militants attacked the offices of British aid agency Save the Children in Jalalabad, eastern Afghanistan, on Wednesday, killing a police officer and a civilian, authorities state. At least 20 people were injured in the assault, which started when a suicide bomber detonated explosives at the gate, according to Hatola Kojiani, a spokesman for the Nangara province. At least one assailant then stormed the building and was later killed by security forces, Kojiani said. Officers were searching the third floor of the building to make sure it was safe, he added. Authorities believe that one attacker is still fighting security forces inside of the building, Kojiani stated. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of our headlines. Funds under the Agriculture Emergency Response Grants being disbursed to farmers as of today, Wednesday. Barbados, Grenada and Panama removed from EU tax haven blacklist. And attackers target Save the Children office in Afghanistan, killing two. Your news was brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories or click on our podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message. Those numbers 616-2130 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Ferrell.
Top of the hour news.